Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she needed to get an apartment ASAP and got the only one she could afford, but it seemed like the abusive former tenant was still there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yes, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We love to hear them. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, you can get it all on our Apple Podcast channel. Check it out there. Even try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Three different places to get all of that bonus content to binge away on. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, it's our first time recording in 2024, I believe. It's that first time in several weeks, actually, since the holidays. What's going on?
Not much. Did you watch any of the New Year's live Rockin' Eve kind of things?
I had it on in the background and paid little to no attention. I usually, if I have nothing to do, I'll watch Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, but I was on in the background and I had guests and we were playing games and stuff. Why?
Did you say, well, I was just wondering, because, you know, in our day and age, you know, the Dick Clark, New Year's Rockin' Eve, kind of, that was what you did,
yeah.
Especially if you weren't old enough to be out drinking and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And did you do anything specifically? Were you up till midnight?
Yeah. Stayed up till midnight, played Cards Against Humanity with some friends.
I love that game.
That was, yeah, it was great. It was fun. You laugh a lot and say horrible, obscene, bad things. It's great.
And you can pretend that it's not something that you would ever say, but quite honestly, it's completely something that you'd say.
it's what I'm thinking in most cases.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're going to pretend that it's just in the game.
I like playing it with like people who are a little bit older than me because they're a little offended when you first start, but then afterward they get into it. And some of their stuff is even raunchier than the stuff I come up with.
Oh my God. I've played it with my parents before. And this was not what we played on New Year's, but I have played it with them before. And some of those cards, to hear my mother say those words, it's like, we should have a tape recorder or something. It's like,
I was just going to say, that's something you want to record and then later on lay out, you know, something nasty that she would never have said in her life.
Oh my God. I wouldn't even repeat some of those cards because they're so bad, but because I can only be so many questions being raised by people listening. Mommy, what does that mean? Like, that's, yeah. But no, I hear you. That there's a joy to that. That would be a fun one to take into a nursing home. Like, hey, we're going to play cards today. Who wants to play over here by the coffee maker? Yes. All right. I bet you'd end up having people having heart attacks because of the content of that.
That's horrible.
It'd be a great way to go out, though. If I was in a nursing home and I wanted to go out, I'd rather go out laughing my ass off at something like that.
I agree with you.
Than anything else. That would be the perfect way to go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Your ghost story.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, and I live in a town in Colorado. And a couple of years ago, my whole life I've always been really sensitive to supernatural things. I've always seen things that others don't see, explanations of things that people don't really understand, but they know what's going on. And that's been since I was a child. I used to play with my little sister that my mom miscarried with when she was only a couple months pregnant. But the story that I'm going to tell you guys is a couple of years ago, I actually got custody of my younger brother. And in the process, they told us that we would be able to get custody as long as I got an apartment within 30 days. So I pulled up as much money as I could and found the cheapest apartment I could. And it was not in the best part of town, and it was not really the best built. It was one of the older apartments that has been in the town that I live in. And so a couple months after we moved in, we noticed that there was just a couple weird things that were happening. There was stuff moving. There would be things that, like, one time I put my keys on the counter, and I know I specifically set them on the counter, and I would find them actually in my brother's room, which there's no reason why they would be in there. I actually found them in the middle of his closet on the floor, which is super strange. A little bit farther down the road, my other brother got out of jail, so he came and lived with us as well. He's not very religious or anything like that. Things do follow him a lot. He was in his room sleeping one night, and I was actually gone. I was at work, and he said that when he woke up, he was kind of like gloomed out because he wasn't all the way awake yet. And he looked in his closet, and he said that he thought that it was me standing in front of his closet. Then the more he woke up, he realized that it was transparent, and he could see through it. So then he got kind of nervous, but he was, once again, he was still halfway, like not all the way awake. So then he asked what he thought was me. He's like, "Jazz, why are you in my room or whatever? Like, what are you doing?" And it pulled its head up a little bit, and his hair was, I guess, whatever it was around 6 feet tall, and he said that it was really black, but he can see through it, if that makes sense. Then he said that eventually it just disappeared. He watched it literally disappear, so not really sure what that was, but there were just a couple things that happened in that house. We would see our gaming system turn on and off without us, even right in front of us. We would just see them turn on and off. We would hear them. Doors would shut. We'd give them a lot of explanations, like, you know, oh, there's the air conditioning's on or the window's open, so that's causing negative air to come in and slam the doors. But the more things have happened that kind of freaked us out, my brother would end up with scratches on him all the time. I remember one time he showed me on his left hip, there were, it almost looked as if like a rat like scratched him a lot of times. And at first, you know, I was like, oh, you probably scratched yourself in the shower or whatever. But the more we watched it throughout the day, it kept on getting swollen and it would burn him more. That's the thing, that it just kept getting worse throughout the day. And then towards the end of the day, it just disappeared, which is super strange. Like, there wasn't any scabs. There wasn't any, like, just nothing. There was nothing there. It's like as if nothing ever happened. So we always usually left our doors locked. And I remember one night my brother and his girlfriend were home. My brother went to the restroom, and his girlfriend said that some guy just walked into our house and walked straight back to my brother's room, and then he was just gone. They went and looked. He wasn't there, nothing. So they installed cameras and stuff. We didn't catch anything on camera other than, like, you know, weird noises, weird little faint orbs that would float around the camera or whatever. It was almost as if it knew that there was a camera in there, because the only time we ever seen an orb was in the living room, which is where the camera was. Just super strange things would happen. Later on, after we moved out, my brothers stayed there because they were old enough to have their place, and we know how hard it is to get an apartment your first time. So we let them live there. Me and my husband got our own place, and then I started doing research on the property, kind of seeing, like, what's going on there, like, why is this happening, why did that happen, all this stuff. Turns out, I didn't mention as well, but I always saw a really small, almost like spirit thing all the time around the house, either in our bedrooms. And then we did research on the property, and turns out there was a husband that lived there, and he was very abusive to his wife, and they had a young child there. The husband actually abused the wife, killed her in the property, and the son, I'm not really sure what happened, but I'm guessing they died as well, because we would see them all around the apartment. But thanks for
listening. Thank you for sharing that that experience and story with us. Thoughts on all that?
I mean, it's obviously strange. The first part of the story where she talked about the fact that she played with and talked with a sibling that apparently, you know, passed away before birth or whatever, and then later her brother having the bruising and the swelling, and then it goes away. I mean, those are all really, really weird things, and it's hard to kind of explain some of that stuff away. Even medically, you know, a bruise doesn't just automatically go away. So if there was bruising, for that to kind of disappear within a few hours, several hours, that's strange.
That is strange, especially when you get to bodily ailments and things like that, where there is bruising and marks and like, where did this come from? How did it go away? It just kind of defies your body. It defies what one would expect if you got that bruise or that injury in some non-paranormal way, for it to kind of take the route that it did take.
Yeah. And I think too, like, so she had, her brother had this stuff happen to him, with the bruising and the swelling and stuff like that. And then he ends up staying at the house.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been so long gone. There's no way I would have stuck around after the rest of the family left.
I would have been calling Tom Baudet from Motel 6 and
ask him to leave the light on.
Even if it's not, even if it's like Motel like 2.5, it's like was a Motel 6 in 88, but it's really kind of gone downhill since then. And there's like the corpse of Tom Baudet in the back room or something. I would have stayed there. Over that. But thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802, our phone number, if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything with no ads, you can do it. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts right now. Try it for 3 days free or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.